Yo, yo, yo. What up, though? It's your boy T-Lib bringing another episode of the Speak On It podcast. You feel what I'm saying? Hey, and we're going to do a game-by-game breakdown for the Western Conference Finals, for the Eastern Conference Finals, and for the NBA Finals. So, obviously, last night, it was a great game in the Western Conference Finals. You had the Nuggets and the Lakers playing in Denver in the Mile High, in the high altitude, in the crazy loud arena in Denver. And it was a good game. But let's break it down. Let's talk about it. I'm going to tell you some things of what I've seen and some key points and what each team can do better. And just some things that stood out to me. First off, I would like to say, good win by the Nuggets. They held on to it. I would say that was a game that they stole at their own home court. They held on to that win because they just made some shots, bro. They just made some wild shots to me. It wasn't wild. They did make some wild shots. I mean, Joker had a shot at the end of the first quarter, I mean, in the second quarter, that was just wild that he made. Jamal Murray made a shot over LeBron James with the shot clock running down. That was wild. Michael Porter Jr. made a shot in the corner with Austin Reeves was all up in his face. That was like a wild shot. I want to see you guys make these shots again. I want to see you guys make these shots again. But let's talk about the beginning of the game. The Lakers just came out slow. They came out with low energy. The Nuggets came out fast. They came out like they had a home game. They came out like it was the Western Conference Final. They came out with the city of Denver behind them. Joker came out. I think he had like 8 points, 13 rebounds, and 5 assists in the first quarter. Like, he came out balling. He's a tough task to defend, man. He's a tough guy to defend. In the post, passing the ball. They have this play where they put him up at the top, like around the top of the key. And they have like they have Jamal Murray screen, Aaron Gordon. Aaron Gordon rolls to the basket. And then Jamal Murray comes off a ball handoff, pick and roll screen from Joker. And he's able to attack after that. So they have to defend that play better. I think that's one of their bread and butter plays. They're going to have to defend that one better. They started to defend it better in the second half when they actually woke up. The Lakers came out in the first half very slow, very lackadaisical, low energy. It just wasn't high-intensity basketball. And they caught themselves down. You know, they caught themselves down by 10, then caught themselves down by 15. Like I said, the Nuggets was making some shots. They was making shots. And this was a big – this how I know the energy was down in the game. In the first half, the Nuggets had – what did they have? The Nuggets had 30 – I think they had like 30 – what? 36 rebounds. I think they had 36 rebounds. And like 14 offensive rebounds. And the Lakers had a whopping 13 rebounds. Like, bro, you going to be down by at least 15 points if you only have 13 rebounds and a half. And they have 36. And Joker ended up having like 15, 16 rebounds at halftime. Maybe more. They just came out, like I said, the Lakers just came out flat in the first half. We was missing shots. D'Lo wasn't getting ready. I didn't like the lineup that Darvin Ham started in the first game against the Nuggets. I didn't love the lineup. I didn't think this was a series for a shooter to start. I like shooter more coming off the bench. That's just me. But that was before game one. I didn't like this. I think it was a matchup problem you had, because Michael Porter Jr. is 6'10", Aaron Gordon is 6'9", and Joker is 6'10", 6'11". You feel what I'm saying? So if you put three guards in that lineup and now you just have Brian and AD, there's going to be some height differences, some mismatches. We're not going to get a lot of rebounds with that lineup right there. Like, you have Schroeder, D'Lo, and Reeves, and Brian. You know, I think if – let me see. Like, Brian led the team in rebounds yesterday. He had 12. He had, like, 8 in the first half. Anthony Davis had 10, but Austin Reeves only had 2 rebounds. Schroeder only had 3 rebounds, and D'Lo had no rebounds. And our bench only had 3 rebounds. You can't start 3 guards versus this team. At least straight, not right out the gate. I think we should have went with a bigger lineup. I think the Lakers should start this game from the result of what I seen yesterday. They need to start. Schroeder and Rui Hachimura should start next to Austin Reeves, LeBron James, and AD. Just because Schroeder, as that defensive presence, as he can shoot the ball, and he can run a pick and roll, and he can play. And Austin Reeves can play the game well. He can play point guard. He's a combo guard. He can spot up, shoot, catch and shoot. He can shoot off the pick and roll. He can pass off the pick and roll. And then you got LeBron James. I think this is a series where LeBron James need to have the ball in his hand a little more. Not like he used to have, you know, with Cleveland or with Miami, but he needs to have – this is a series where he needs to have the ball more. D'Lo just came out flat yesterday, man. D'Lo was missing three-point shots. He airballed a corner three-point shot, and I'm just like, man, what the hell? Like, D'Lo has these games where – like, D'Lo has an immature game. Like, he's a shot maker, but his game is immature at times. It's like – he's not as detailed as he should be. And his defense is trash. His defense is trash. Like, Bruce Brown coming in getting points on him, and Jamal Murray making him look crazy, and Caldwell Pope backdoor cutting him and just doing what he want to do on him. It's like, bro, you can't be a minus 25. You feel me? You cannot be a minus 25. And your offense not there. So I think he should go to the bench. And come off the bench and, you know, run point guard off the bench this series, because it's just about series, man. It's about matchups. It's about we're trying to win. I'm trying to make you happy. You feel what I'm saying? If you're not bringing that intensity, if you're not knocking down open three-point shots, because he was 0 for 3 from the three-point line. And all of them was, like, open shots. Like, you can't be missing threes, open shots, man. Like, we can't have that. You one of the best three-point shooters on the team. So if you are open – and you get the chance to see you in the rim, you have to knock down those shots. You can't be airballing corner pocket three-point shots, man. That's not winning mentality right now in the Western Conference Finals. And the Lakers are trying to win. So I say he goes to the bench and come off the bench, bring Schroeder in, bring Rui Hachimura in to start, bring some size. Rui played well last night. I always said this was going to be a Rui – this is going to be more of a Rui round right here because of the size, the tempo, the pace. It's not as fast as it was with the Warriors. The Warriors were so fast, and they play a lot of small ball, and it's a bunch of cuts and picks, and it just the offense is just moving so fast. This was going to be a more of a series for Rui Hachimura because they best guy on the Nuggets is a slower guy, and that's Joker. So they're not going to be up and down the court and shooting quick shots and things like that. They're going to be more traditional basketball, running plays, post up, some pick and roll. It's going to be like that. So I knew this was going to be a better series for him. So I think they should go with that lineup. They should start Schroeder, Austin Reeves, LeBron James, Rui Hachimura, and Anthony Davis, and just go with that. Throw different shots at Joker, because Joker came out on fire. Joker came out doing his thing yesterday. No lie to him, respect to him. We kind of know what he can do. He went 3-for-3 from the three-point line, 12-for-17 from the field, 34 points, 21 rebounds, and 14 assists. 2 blocks as well. Like, that shit dope. Like, that's a game for you right there. That's a game for you right there. But he also had 4 fouls and 5 turnovers. So we have to capitalize on that and learning how to guard him more. It's a chess game. Every game is his own game. Like I said, every game is his own planet. So every game, you need to make the adjustments and attack the game differently, because every game is not going to be the same. There's different teams are going to play different depending on the game. Some teams, when they up 1-0, they might get a little lackadaisical, you know, because they got one win already. Some might push the gas, push the tempo even more. Some teams might go up 2-0 and, you know, they can be like, all right, we can give up game 3 because we got, you know, more games. We won 2 games. They might come out a little flat. But that depends on coaching. That depends on the best player on the team and how he's leading that team. And it depends on a few things. But the Nuggets played well, man. Jamal Murray came out cooking. He was making plays. He had 31 points, 5 rebounds, and 5 assists. Aaron Gordon had 12 points. Caldwell Pope had 21. KCP had 21. He was 9-for-17, and he was 3-for-8 from the three-point line. So that means six of his field goals out of the 9 wasn't even three-pointers. Like, we can't have Caldwell Pope making nice mid-range shots or floaters off the glass or layups. We can't have that for him. Like, if he's going to shoot, it has to be three-point shots, and that's it. We can't allow him to put the ball on the ground and make a two-point shot. They have enough other guys that can score. We can't allow Caldwell Pope to score. Michael Porter Jr. had 15, 6-for-12, 3-for-6 from three. So they lineup is real balanced from three. They had 3 guys in the starting lineup hit 3 threes apiece, which is like, that's like kind of how the Nuggets ball right there. But Another reason another reason why the Lakers lost, because Bruce Brown came in and had 16 points off the bench. And he had a lot of those points in the first half. I think he probably had 13 of them points in the first half. It's like, we can't allow him to come off the bench and give 13 quick points. Like, it was a point where he was, like, the second leading scorer on the team. He had 11 points quick. And you can't give him layups and and-ones and give him dunks to the rim and cuts to the rim. We have to body him, put a body on him, and not allow him to score like that, period. Or work him on defense. And I think he's a decent player. He's one of those guys that's a glue guy. He can play any way. He can play, you know. I don't really know if he even have a set position. Like, they say he's I heard Mark Jackson and Van Gundy saying he was the backup point guard. He is not the damn backup point guard. He wasn't the point guard with the Nets. He wasn't the point guard with. He's just a glue guy. He's just a guy that can fit anywhere in the offense. But the second half of this game, the Lakers won the second half. They went into halftime down 18. It was 72-54. So they was down by 18 at halftime. They came out in the third quarter, put up 38 points, gave up 34, though. So if they cut down them points a little bit, they'd be all right. And then they scored 34 in the fourth quarter and gave up 26. So it was a +8 and a +4. So, and they ended up losing by 6. So it was really how the Lakers started the game that they was never able to recover from. But they were able to recover from it, because in the fourth quarter, with 10 minutes left, the score was 108-100. So they was down by 8 with 10 minutes left. So they didn't cut the lead down. And then they was down by 3 with 4 minutes left. They was down by 3 points with 4 minutes left. And the Nuggets was making shots, man. I ain't going to lie. They was making shots every time the Lakers. Austin Reeves hit a couple threes back-to-back. LeBron was getting to the basket. And it seems like Caldwell Pope would hit a 3. Jamal Murray would hit a janky 3. Michael Porter Jr. would hit a 3. And it was just like, bro, y'all just feeling good right now. They're making the shots. It's kind of like date night a little bit. But if you watch the game, you can tell, like, ooh, they snuck that win in. If you watch the game, you was like, ooh, we, like, boy, they held on to that one. Whew, because that was looking like a game that they could lose, and they did not want to lose that game. I'm telling you right now, if the Lakers would have came back and took that lead in the fourth quarter and won that game, whew. And I'm going to just say, the Lakers lost by six. The Nuggets hit, I would say, 2 to 3 very janky three-pointers. Very janky. I mean, shots they just kind of threw up at the last second, and it just happened to go in. And I was just like, yeah, okay, this is one of them games. They at home. They feeling good. They, you know, da, 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 da. But do it again. Do it again. So if I'm a Lakers fan, or if I'm AD or LeBron, I'm like, man, I ain't worried. We on their ass now. We got some stuff for them. LeBron James is flirting with a triple double. He missed. He ain't make a three though. We need him to make a three. LeBron James had 26 points, 12 rebounds, and 9 assists. Anthony Davis had a 40 ball. He had 40 points, 10 rebounds, and 3 assists. That was an efficient game for him. He had 2 blocks and 3 steals. No turnovers. Like, that was a very efficient game for Anthony Davis. He's going to have to, you know, get the team rolling a little earlier. He's going to have them locked in earlier. Him and LeBron James are going to have his team locked in earlier. Like, we cannot afford to come in flat. They came in flat in the first half. They was flat. But even though they was flat, they was still like, it was still kind of easy to score. But the Nuggets was just scoring too. And they just got that lead. And they were just making shots that I don't think they're going to make for the rest of the series. Making shots in game one is a little different, is a lot different than making shots in game four, or making shots in game five, or making shots in game six. And this for shit show different than making shots in game seven. So game one, yeah, okay, kudos to the Nuggets. Clap it up. Y'all made some shots. Y'all did some things. Y'all came out on fire, you know. But y'all snuck a win in. Y'all snuck a win. I expect the Lakers to come out locked in game two. I expect the Lakers to not start slow in game two. The Lakers was getting the shots that they wanted. I'm going to say that. The Lakers were able to get the shots that they wanted against the Nuggets yesterday. That's why they was in the game. Because if you watch the game, the Nuggets should have blew this team out by 30, 35 points yesterday. Knowing how the Lakers came out, knowing how they had the Nuggets had the momentum, they had the crowd. The crowd was going crazy. They should have blew the Lakers out by at least 30. But even when they got up by 18, got up by 20, got up by 15, the Lakers kept chopping the lead down. They kept, and it wasn't like, oh, they was just shooting a barrage of threes, or I'm talking about the Lakers. The Lakers just making, they shot a barrage of free throws. They only shot 4 free throws more than the Nuggets. We lost the game from rebounding. They had 47 rebounds, 15 offensive rebounds, and the Lakers had 30 rebounds and 5 offensive rebounds. We have to rebound the ball better, and that starts with the lineup. We have to have a bigger lineup out there playing in the game. We cannot have Schroeder, D'Lo, and Austin Reeves on the court at the same time in this series, because this is a different series. This ain't against the Warriors. You could have played that against the Warriors, because the Warriors love to play small ball and they don't have a center like that. Besides Looney, he's not an offensive threat though. Yeah, he's an offensive rebounding threat, but he's not a joker he's not a guy you throw the ball down the post to and he watch him work. He's not that. Lakers have to start fast. Have to start fast. And I think they will start fast. I left that game excited. I left that game feeling good. I would have loved to win that game, because that would have took the heart out of the Nuggets right there if they had lost that game. That would have took their heart out. But I don't know what adjustments the Nuggets can make besides making the shots they made. Like, I don't think they're going to be – the Nuggets are not going to be able to stop the Lakers. So they have to score points. They have to – you know, they have to. They're not going to be able to stop the Lakers. If the Lakers are playing really well and aggressive and they going at the matchups and they're playing with the intensity that they played with in the second half and in the fourth quarter, the Lakers going to win. So they just have to, you know, come out there focused and ready to win. It was game one. They hit a mile high. They always say game one is a fill-out game. I feel like game one is like a regular season game. Like, anybody can win that game one. You feel me? Anybody can win the game one. And then moving forward, that's when, like, the adjustments start. That's when you start to see what you got. That's what you start to see what your team is about. So, like I said, I got the Lakers in five. They down 0-1 right now. I have the Lakers in five. I think LeBron going to come out even more aggressive. LeBron need to have the ball in his hand a little bit more in this series. This not a D-Lo run the point guard series. I'm sorry, but this not that series. Maybe next year. Maybe next series. I don't know. But this one ain't. Because he just plays too... It's two here or there with him. It's two here or there. So, I like what the Lakers did. I like what the Nuggets did, too. The Nuggets got to keep that up, though. If they want to win, they're going to have to keep it up. They're going to have to step it up a notch as well. They're going to have to take it up a notch as well. So, good series, man. Good series so far. It's going to be every game going to be live. That game last night was live. The Lakers made that game live. So the Lakers bringing that intensity that they brought in the second half. The Lakers going to win this next game by. They going to win the next game. I don't care how many points they win it by. They going to win the next game if they come out with that intensity they had in the second half. For sure. So, that's all I got, man. It's the breakdown game of the Western Conference Finals. Lakers Nuggets. Let me know how y'all feel about game one, man. Talk to me, you feel what I'm saying? We see the Spurs got the number one pick in the draft. They obviously drafted Victor Wembanyama. I'm excited to see what he got in the league, see what he's going to do. Greg Popovich, he's in good hands being in San Antonio. They should build the team exactly around him. If there's players that do not fit with him right now that's on the Spurs team, they need to be letting them go and bringing in guys that do fit with him. He's a unicorn. Victor Wembanyama is a unicorn in the league. And I'm excited to see what he has, though, man. I'm excited to see what he has. I'm excited to see his first year, what he does, because if he come out doing his thing his first year, man, by year three, he going to be flirting with being the best player in the NBA, for real. If he's in good shape and good health and he's adding weight to him, you can't teach 6'7", 4". He's 7'4". You can't teach him being able to dribble and do the things he do at 7'4". But it's the NBA, and players see him coming in, they ain't just going to be like, oh, we just going to bow down for him. No, it's people that still hate on LeBron right now, so people going to be at him even more than LeBron. So, yeah, I think the draft is next month, and we're going to see how it turned out. But that's all I got for y'all today, man. Appreciate y'all for joining the Speak On It podcast. You feel what I'm saying? Lip out.